This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and now it's time for our market wrap with Sean Tanis. So we spoke about this earlier with Azmin Ali about the Boeing incident with during a current session at Popular Parliament. So Boeing's clients have raised safety concerns after an Ethiopian Airlines flight crashed yesterday, killing all 157 people on board. This is the second deadly crash in 5 months involving the 737 MAX model. And back in October, Indonesia's Lion Air crash killed 189 people. Sean, this is Boeing's top-selling model at the moment, right?
Yes, it is their top-selling plane, which actually generated nearly 60% of the company's record $101 billion in revenue last year. So 737 MAX is the pride of Boeing, make no mistake about that. But the cause of this latest crash is not known yet, but industry experts are raising the alarm because they believe it's uncommon to have two fatal crashes of new planes in such a short time. So the Association of Flight Attendants, they represent about like 50,000 flight attendants from 20 airlines. They have formally requested the Federal Aviation Administration to investigate the plane. China and some other carriers like Cayman Airlines have also grounded the 737 jets until more information becomes available on the latest incident.
So Boeing has delivered 350 MAX jets since May 2017, but looking at the order list as of January, it has thousands of bookings from all over the world, including from Malaysia. Do you think the Malaysian government will look into this now?
Yeah, currently Boeing has more than 4,700 planes on its order book, and Malaysia Airlines booked 50 of these jets in a $5.5 billion deal with deliveries targeted to commence this year. The purchase was expected to be a game changer for the carrier because the value is that it's efficient for travel, modern aviation technology, it has cost-cutting attributes, fuel efficient and all that. But all that will be carefully analyzed, I guess, by experts going forward. And Transport Minister Anthony Lok addressed the matter today, saying Malaysia has not made any immediate decision on its order. He also clarified that currently Malaysia Airlines does not operate any Boeing 737 MAX planes.
We will check with MAS. MAS is, of course, studying the various options because we have ordered. So even if you want to review, then it's subject to some legal implications. But I'm not saying that we are continuing with it or cancelling it, but there's no decision right now.
That was Anthony Lok, Transport Minister. So in stocks, speaking of Boeing, how are their shares doing in the wake of all this?
Yeah, future contracts are on the Dow Jones, where Boeing has the largest weighting, slid up to 0.7%, considering the shares were up by some 30% at their peak this year amid a positive outlook for the company. This is pretty significant. Boeing closed at $422.54, but in pre-market trading, it's down 9%.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap. We'll be back right after this track, Like Janice by Rodriguez. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.